Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color, as we do each Thursday morning. And I apologize for a little bit of delay, just kind of sitting here nearly asleep, I guess, in a nice little warm room this morning. Got to get the fireplace going, got a heater going. Had to get up this morning and scrape the ice off the windshield, so looked like winter's here. But it's great to be with you, and hopefully maybe we'll bring a little warmth into your room through via your radio this morning here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And remind everyone that we'll have a rebroadcast this evening, I think again at 5 this afternoon, and this will be, of course, streamed on the Delahalla Horizon website in a few days. And so you've got many chances to listen to us, and we hope that you take advantage of this. I want to remind everyone that we'll be doing our birthday and anniversary giveaway today of our gift, compliments of WVFB. And we'll be doing that. Got Mr. Daniel Roberts here with me this morning from the Students Against...
Static Love, Students Against Destructive Decisions from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
And we're going to kind of explain exactly what that is here in a minute for folks that might not really know what they do, where they do it, and who all's involved in it. And let Daniel introduce himself to folks. He's been here for a long time. He hadn't been in this job very long, though. Pretty good little while. He's getting acclimated now pretty good.
Absolutely.
And we will get him here in a few minutes, and we'll have a few announcements. But we'd, of course, like to thank the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m., that being the Three Star Committee, Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that purchase advertising to make this possible. And with that, I think we'll take a little short break and work in a couple of those commercials, and we'll be back and get Daniel going and maybe make a few local announcements here. And with that, we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, Mr. Daniel Roberts is here with me, and I'm going to talk to him here in just a few minutes. And I got Ms. Deborah Goodman with the Stevens Group coming on here in the second part of the show. But I want to remind everyone that tomorrow night we have the first-round play at Tito SAA football playoff game over at the football field over at Clay County High School. and it's we're playing Sail Creek, and this is the first round, and we did get to play the first round at home, but I think if we win that one, we get to go down about South Pittsburgh or somewhere or another the next week, I think. So look like we got the hard road to hoe again, but you know, if you're going to win the championship, you got to beat everybody there, and you got to beat them sometime or other. So hopefully we'll make it down through there, because we've had a great year in football this year, and looking forward to the second part, the second season as they call it, which is getting started. And let's see. Oh, I've got one little announcement here for the court activities here at the courthouse. On the Saturday following Thanksgiving, that traditionally is, I think they call it Shop Small, where they encourage folks to come back home to their hometowns and do their shopping on the Saturday after Black Friday. And we'll have that going on again here. And I think that's about the 30th day of the month, isn't it, Daniel, the end of the month. And at the courthouse this year, we're doing a little thing here. I know one of the popular things going on there is like the pop-up stores, and we're going to have four of those. Hopefully we get the fourth one. That's what I'm talking about here. We need one more vendor for that here in the courthouse on that Saturday, and be using the four main rooms downstairs for folks to set up their pop-up store in. And we've got the three folks committed, and we need one more. So if anyone is interested, for a minimal cost of $25, you can have that entire room for the entire day. And basically, you know, any type of merchandise that you have for sale is appropriate. And like I said, we've got some folks committed, and it looked like it's going to be a great day, but we'd like to have all four rooms full. So if someone is interested in that, they can give me a call at 931-243-3464, and we can get you set up. So the first one that calls with a good idea, you'll be admitted in here that day. So it looks like it's going to be a great day with folks coming, you know, back home on Saturday to shop at home. And with that, good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
And I'm going to let you introduce yourself to folks. I know you said you tell us about yourself. How did you wind up in Clay County about 8 or 10 years ago?
My family followed my grandparents here.
Who are your grandparents?
It was Linda Meadows and Bill Meadows.
Okay. And you've been here for how long now?
Going on 17 years.
17
years. I've been through the K-8 and the high school here, graduated both.
So you are, we'll say you're a Clay County.
Absolutely. I call Clay County home.
And you are fairly new at this job. When did you, tell us who you're associated with, exactly what it is.
I went from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. I am the youth prevention coordinator for here in Clay County. I have been in my position for a year and 6 months. It's the greatest year and 6 months of my life. It's definitely a dream job, being able to work with the youth that I get to work with and specialize in the things that we get to do in our community.
Okay. And are you a college graduate? Or?
I graduated TCAT with my business administration associate's degree.
Okay. And you work with our youngsters.
Absolutely, yes.
And I know you have a lot of things that have been going on. You want to talk us a little bit, tell us a little bit what this last year and a half has been like for you.
Okay. It's been a little different with COVID. We have experienced new things and learned how to get into the schools, as we are an outside sector of the SAG Club, so we're a different portion of a different club that goes into the schools. But we started out with Zoom in March, but we finally got able to be back into the schools and starting to do activities hands-on and creating different banners and activities the students got to create and to brainstorm and to start doing more hands-on activities. But with Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition has been out in the community a little bit more. We have had some drug take-backs. And Clay County Health and Safety Day this past July, and we're hoping to plan another drug take back here in February.
And just exactly, what are you, a drug take back? You know, setting that up, getting it ready. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know we see those things on the news all the time, where in the bigger places where they bring in tons and tons of unwanted or unwanted. Mm-hmm. used drugs, to eat prescription drugs or whatever. Tell us a little bit about, you know, setting that thing up and how it works. And
well, we have a great partnership with the sheriff's office, Mr. Brandon. He brings, early in the morning, we have to be there because he brings our disposal bin that's always at the Clay County Sheriff's Department in the lobby. So we start with that. We have planning committees to start planning months ahead, where we have different sectors and partners of different organizations in Clay County and out of Clay County come in. They come and set up booths to disseminate their information. We have a booth to set up information. We partner with StoneCom in Cookeville quite a bit for them to bring different incentive items. We've given away UT tickets before in different prizes that were pretty well. But our events, they're well organized, and it takes a little bit to organize, and we bring all sectors and different organizations together to create our drug take-backs and for a great cause.
Okay, and the participation, do you get quite a bit of unwanted merchandise when you have these?
Yes. We have a certain individual in Clay County. She loves to bring patient medications that they no longer need, so we always expect her at our event. And with the, we normally get, with the disposal bin, we get up to about a pound each event. So that's medication that is not going in our waterways and not going into the hands of our children in Clay County.
Okay, and I know your event's coming up. But let's talk about the club a little bit, the club itself.
Absolutely.
You meet at the high school.
Yes, we meet every Thursday from 3 to 4 at the cafeteria of the Clay County High School.
Okay, and what about the lower grades? Do you participation things with them? You know, I know that's...
We try to work with the guidance counselors in each school to coordinate different events throughout the year. Coming up, the high schoolers are doing a mentorship program, and they're going to go teach a curriculum to the after-school program at the Sonic K-8. So our students are all about, our older students are all about mentoring our little kids in the county so that they have a heart for it.
Okay, and doing that... You know, and I know that has to be a tough job. The training. Are you responsible for the mentor training and that type of thing? That
yes, sir. What we do is we have different for our meetings. We lay out what we're going to do, our agenda, and what we're going to try to tackle within that hour. And then we start brainstorming on what they're wanting to teach the curriculum. And after they have got the curriculum that they're wanting to teach with credible sources, they're going to pitch their curriculum to me before we go to the K-8 to make sure everything's up to par and everything that's set out the way they would want it to be and what they would dream of.
Okay. What would that be like for, say, you're working with a 7th or 8th grade group? Kind of walk us through what you would be, you know, trying to get across to the to those youngsters and how you would go about that.
Absolutely. So the SAD Club, they would choose a certain substance that they would want to tackle. And let's say it would be prescription drug medications. We definitely want them to know that the harms of using prescription drugs at their age, the effects of it, and educating them so that they can educate people around them. So if they go home and educate their families about prescription medications and make sure they know that there is an issue in Clay County with that, as well as knowing the harms and effects of the prescription medications. But different substances, we'll be speaking on tobacco use, vaping, and alcohol, underage drinking.
Okay, now you have, right, you know, there's some things there. Do we have a vaping problem among our younger citizens in Clay County?
Absolutely. We do a student survey every 2 years And with that, I'm not sure the certain percent this morning, but we have at least 23%, if not higher, that say they have vaped with at an age of 13.
Okay, and do they tell you what attracted them to this?
I'm not sure, but to my knowledge, it would be seeing their older adults smoking a cigarette or vaping. So if they see an older adult doing that, they're wanting to do that as well, or peer pressure. We see that a lot in our possible. So it could be a number of things, but maybe those two as well.
Okay, and you know, and we see the news stories all the time about the vaping and all the flavors. And I know that the federal government and the state governments have stepped in on that, and they try to regulate, you know, the attractiveness. You know, I think the advertising, I think that has, you know, basically it's dropped considerably of trying to make those things look attractive and to actually attract folks from the 15-year-old and younger into this, you know, claiming, you know, it's a fun recreational thing to do. And we do know that that's not hardly true, don't we?
Yeah.
And what about on the other side of that, some of the effects of that, that have you ever noticed without, you know, no personal thing, anything you've noticed where maybe you realize that someone is into this and it's something, what can be done, Daniel?
There's a number of things. So with prescription drug medications, we just would love to educate first off. They need education of if a certain individual is using or a youngster in our community. So first, the main base thing is education. We want them to know the effects of prescription drug medications, but Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition has a First Step Recovery as well. So rehab, if needed, that's also an option for individuals in Clay County.
Okay. Well, let's take a little short break. Okay. We want to come back. We want to talk about the First Step and some things like that that go beyond this. And also maybe, you know, talk about if you are maybe trying to teach youngsters or anyone of any age to use that www and find out information of things before they put it in their mouth or in their lungs. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Very good, Daniel.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug misuse is a prevalent and often fatal problem among youth throughout Tennessee. Your prescriptions are for you alone. It's against the law for anyone else to take them. 3.6% of Clay County students reported having taken a pain medication not prescribed to them in the last 30 days. 7.6% of students surveyed reported that within the last 12 months, at least one of their closest friends have used prescription drugs not prescribed to them, which is alarming. So remember, count it, lock it, drop it. Count it. Count your pills regularly. Make sure none are missing. Lock it. Lock your medications in a safe place to keep them out of the wrong hands. Drop it. Anonymously drop off unused or expired prescriptions anytime in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Find out more on Facebook. Search for Clay County SADD/Anti-Drug Coalition. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalitions remind you, count it, lock it, drop it. For information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This project, funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Daniel Roberts here with me this morning, and we have been talking about the program, the SADD Club over at the high school, and you know, some of the things they do. And I know he's mentioned some things, and of course there's more to the program up there than with the Anti-Drug Coalition. And you know, we see the things now, and I know it's kind of slapped us in the face here with the COVID vaccination thing. And we've been reminded of something, I guess, sometimes that we as older folks don't really realize, and that is that our folks that are at a certain young age, you know, they're not little bitty adults, mm-hmm. and that they are children, and their systems are different. They're not as tolerant of some things, and you know, I think that is something you know, everyone needs to think very, very seriously about, and that is how some of these things, how they're first distributed to youngsters, and mm-hmm. that may be, you know, through over-the-counter things and things like that, that someone in the family has a runny nose, and their mm-hmm. youngster comes up with a runny nose, and they say, well, here, take one of these. It took care of me. You know, that's something that's not safe, is it, Daniel?
Now, and that's something that we also have at Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, is a lockbox. They're free to the community, just stop in any time, but that just tries to help deter any individual from getting another person's medication, or just if an individual just wants to know where the medication is, know that it's locked up, it's going to be in their medication lockbox.
Okay, and I know there's... If you watch the news occasionally, we know now that there is a product now that is legal, and really what it is legal marijuana, and it's called Delta 8. I don't know if we have any of that in Clay County or not. I'm sure you've heard rumors about it, Daniel,
mm-hmm.
and it is actually, you know, I guess, I think if you look at some of the stories and things about it, it's supposedly, you know, just a synthetic thing, that it's not really what it really is, and mm-hmm. it really is TCP on that thing. If you've been smoking those things and you get drug tested, guess what? You're going to test positive.
Yes.
So, you know, these are things that I guess a lot of times don't get talked about to youngsters until it's too late.
Absolutely, yes.
And I know also you talked about some of the help that you have for someone that may have gotten hooked on some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
That there are some programs there to help them to recover with peer training and things like that. Daniel, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so First Step Recovery is in the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It is a program where an individual would come in, they would get an assessment done, and they would have a class if needed for counseling, and our clinician would counsel with them, and they'd have different classes and homework they would conduct and do for themselves to better their knowledge. It's a possibility that a DCS refers them to us, or somebody, an individual just comes freely. But we offer that at the Clay County Anti Drug Coalition. You just call our number at 949-314-3334. Leave us a message if you would desire that help.
Okay. On the anti-drug coalition side of this, the numbers for abuse in Clay County, are there any statistics that, I know you don't have a list here of statistics and things, but just kind of an overview of what it's like here in our county now?
I do want to share one statistic with you this morning that is rattling to my brain. As I do work with the youth, with our student survey we conduct every 2 years, the last 2020 data came back that stated the average age for initiation for prescription drug use is age 13 in our community. So that is why it's our fire. It is our stem of why we do what we do, because age 13, that is a number that is very scary for adolescents to be reporting out that is their first age of initiation for prescription drug use.
Okay, and I know the alcohol thing. Do you have some classes that you work with for anti-alcoholism and things like that, or are you mainly just working with prescription?
Yes, we have classes with for set recovery for alcohol and prescription drug or any other substance that they might want to come for. It could also be co-occurring disorders as well for any mental issues or depression or things like that as well. But that's not my focus. My focus is always the youth and training up the youth to be able to know what they're going out to the community doing and our events.
And I know, of course, one of the things that is the peer pressure.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it comes off the first, hey, this is fun, let's do this. It looks like they're having a great time. But, you know, sometimes if they could see someone about 6 or 8 months later, they might realize that it's not as much fun as they think it is.
Yes, and that's what I try to focus on as well. Like at the beginning of our meetings, we try to do team building and leadership activities, because with our group of 30 students that we have this year, if we educate and build up one another within our club and know that we're a family, then we have the leadership and the cohesion together, then we can go out to the community and spread that same love and that same training and aspect that we would love to do for the community.
With that, Daniel, that's a pretty good closing, Daniel.
All right.
And I really appreciate you being here with us this morning. And, folks, you know, take advantage of this. And if you have students of any age, have that talk with them. And students, if any of y'all want to listen to our rebroadcast this afternoon and you're having that problem, find an adult or a member of the club over at the high school to talk to this and get some reinforcement. And when you make that decision, make sure it's the right decision. And thank you, Daniel, for being
with
us this morning. And with that, I'm going to read our list of birthdays today. Don't have any anniversaries. And we'll be drawing out for a prize, compliments of the WLIV, and celebrating birthday this past week are Grant Strong, celebrated a birthday, Mr. Jimmy Neal Baxter out in Moss, celebrated a birthday, and Ms. Clarice Moss out in the Moss community also celebrated a birthday, Ms. Brenda Kirby, celebrated a birthday, and Cecil Hunter Buford Jr. Celebrated a birthday this week, and also Marlene Roten, Donnie Boone, and Cameron Collins. These folks all are celebrating birthdays, and toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a lucky number that wins one of our prizes from WLIV. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back. It looks like Ms. Deborah Goodman has just walked in the door with us to join us to talk about the Stevens program some more. And we'll be right back after these commercial words.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card. by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants to remind you, as children mature, it is natural for them to assert their independence, seek new challenges, and engage in risky behavior. Underage drinking is one such behavior that attracts many adolescents. They may want to try alcohol, often do not recognize its effect on their health and behavior. People ages 12 to 20 drank 4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Although youth drinks less often than adults do, when they drink more. More than 90% of all alcoholic drinks consumed by young people are consumed through binge drinking. For more information or referrals, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. This project is funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Good. Welcome back, everyone. I had a voice in my ear a minute ago. I'd like to remind you once again that we are here on WVFBFM 101.5 Kick Country, live in a living color from our courthouse here in Salina. And like I said, Mr. Daniel Roberts has been with us. He's still sitting here with us. He may chime in on something else later on. But right now, Ms. Deborah Goodwin is here, and she is with the Steving Center. And once again, I know they were on a few months ago, and let her kind of reintroduce herself and tell us about the Steving Center and special event they've got coming up and some of the events that and things that they do to help with family planning. I guess that's a good word for that.
Oh, it's for first-time parents.
First-time parents.
Yes.
Planning for their first family.
Correct. Yes, we're very excited about that. I'm Deborah Goodwin. I'm with the Steving Center, resource specialist for our agency. I'm one of two. There's two of us. There's two of us doing this position currently, and we serve the Upper Cumberland. We serve Clay, Cumberland, DeKalb, Jackson, Macon, Overton, Pickett, Putnam, Smith, and White County. So we cover a big territory on serving the families of the Upper Cumberland.
And the services that you offer?
We are an early education parenting program for first-time parents, and we offer support to the families, or emotional support. We're teaching parenting skills. Parents have practical skills to cope with daily stresses. We provide emotional support and activities. We provide screening for children, making sure that children receive their medical care and immunization. We enhance school readiness for the children in our program.
Okay, now the children that are in your program, once they enter this program, what are these young mother, first time mothers, and these first time children
well, we,
looking at?
We support the entire family. That would be mom, dad, partner, whoever's helping raise these children, because we believe that everybody is vital to the life of the child. So we support the mom and the dad emotionally. We help them find resources in the community. We aid them in the education of their child and help support mom and dad to make sure that they have what they need. And I think we're very beneficial to the family. I mean, everyone that's in our program, I'm sure that they feel supported and encouraged to have the support of our agency.
Okay, and we emotional support, counseling.
Yes, sir. We can. We are not counselors, but we do. We can refer them to a counselor if they need anything, or if they need, you know, support and they're struggling in a certain area. They can. We can help them get to a place where they can get their high school diploma, get their driver's license, get to, you know, to school if they want to better their education. I mean, we have a lot of resources that we can offer them.
Okay, and a first-time mother-to-be comes in. What is she looking at when she comes in over to your place?
Well, we go out and we do the first visit to see how the family would benefit from our program. We do the first visit with mom and dad or whoever's parenting the child, and we do one-on-one with them and see how we can benefit, how they would benefit from our program, and that would be helping them with getting their child immunized, getting their child to their well baby checks, getting mom to learn all the new resources that are out there to be supportive to her and her young family. We support the parents if they need additional to get to a certain agency to get support for them. We help them in the basic skills of being a new parent.
Okay, and all of these connections. How about we go through the whole list?
Okay.
Whole list of resources that are available.
Okay.
For these participants.
If mom and dad come in our program and mom says that she's struggling with transportation, then we can help her get some resources to possibly UCHRA or an agency in the community that might be providing transportation. We can't transport the families just because it's just not safe unless it's an emergency.
Right.
I mean, we could call and ask, you know, if we're allowed to transport, but what we want to do is make the families be as independent as possible, because when they're independent, then they're stronger. So we want to be able to tell them where the resources are and encourage them to do all these things independently, because when you're independent, that just makes you feel empowered. And the more independent that you can be, the more empowered you are. So the more education you have, the more immediate needs that you have, which that might be a food deficiency or clothing or anything like that. Any time that we can teach the parents, or not, I don't want to say teach, I want to say show, because a lot of times we're learning stuff along the way. So we want to just have the access there for them to say, hey, you know, we know about this. You care if we share this with you? So it's all about we're all learning. So, I mean, I just think it's very beneficial to the families.
Okay, and I'm, you know, how many of these, I guess, that are either new mothers, fixing to be, or mothers that have, I believe it says, up to 5 years old, that come into your center there, and they don't have a clue to all of the services that are available to them. How many, you know, come in that way? Just they're just a blank chalkboard, and they don't have any of this information.
Well, one of my friends, and I, because I'm older, she had told me the other day. She said, you know, Deborah, I thought I had done all these plans. But then I realized when they said, okay, you get to take your baby home from the hospital, there's so many things I didn't know was out there and that I didn't know. And she said, I was actually looking at the medical staff at the hospital going, you know, I'm going home with this baby, right? I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm doing. Which, I mean, all of us, when we had new children and new babies, we didn't know what we were doing. We just learned along the way. But with the Stevens Center, we're a support system that, you know, in this day and age, lots of families don't live where their support system is. You know, they've moved away for jobs or something like that. So in the olden days, we did have mom that lived across the street or Aunt Betty or somebody like that. But nowadays, people are moving different areas, and they don't have the family support maybe directly around them. So having the Stevens Center there in their corner, I mean, they do have the home visitor. And here in Clay County, that's Erica Sturval. And she's the family resource specialist here in Clay County. And her office is let me see the address. She's located at 139 East Lake Avenue. She's right next to the Burger Shack, I believe, right next to Twin Lakes. So that's where the office is here in Clay County. But our main office is in Livingston.
Okay, and that is where you're located here.
Correct.
Okay, now, looking at that, you know, like you said, when they send you home with that little fellow, they don't give you an instruction book.
No, sir. I believe it's the hardest job in the world, but we don't get a manual with it. You know, when I go out and visit these young families, you know, I'll say, you know, when do you expect your child that your child might walk, or your baby, or how are you and your partner thinking about discipline and stuff? A lot of things they haven't discussed those things yet. So, but those are things that we need to discuss and make a plan for, and how they're feeling about it and how they've typically done things. There's just so many new things out there to learn. There isn't a wrong or right way to do things, but there's just so many new things to learn.
You know, and of course, those of us that are males, we cannot imagine what it's like when, you know, going through the 9 months for this child to form, and then all at once, you're handed a live human being, and, hey, this is yours, and you look down at it and you say, what am I going to do?
Well, it used to be a stigma to not knowing, but now there's so much education out there that, I mean, it's just to ask away. I mean, there's just so many things that we can say, well, oh, we didn't know that either, but we just found this out, and here's a resource to that situation that you're having, because some of the things we just don't know, I mean, until we're faced with it.
And you're helping them to face this, right?
Yes, sir. We hope to be a great resource to these families.
We're going to take a little short break, and we're going to come back and talk about some of the program that you're involved with. And I know you've got an event coming up that
you
want to talk about. I'm looking at Friends for Families thing here right now. Might want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. And
okay.
We'll be back just in a moment.
Yes, sir.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County is operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug misuse is a prevalent and often fatal problem among youth throughout Tennessee. Your prescriptions are for you alone. It's against the law for anyone else to take them. 3.6% of Clay County students reported having taken a pain medication not prescribed to them in the last 30 days. 7.6% of students surveyed reported that within the last 12 months, at least one of their closest friends have used prescription drugs not prescribed to them, which is alarming. So remember, count it, lock it, drop it. Count it. Count your pills regularly. Make sure none are missing. Lock it. Lock your medications in a safe place to keep them out of the wrong hands. Drop it. Anonymously drop off unused or expired prescriptions anytime in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Find out more on Facebook. Search for Clay County SADD/Anti-Drug Coalition. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition reminds you, count it, lock it, drop it. For information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This project, funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone, once again to the Clay County Corner here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kings Country, as we come to you each Thursday morning here at 9, with the rebroadcast this evening at 5, and then it will be streamed on the Del Hall Horizon website at a later date, and hopefully not too far from now. But I know Miss Goodwin is here with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Friends for Family program, and then we're going to get into their special thing they've got going on. If you would, please.
Yes, sir. I'm Deborah Goodwin. I'm here with the Stevens Center, and as he said just a few minutes ago, we'll talk a little bit about Friends for Family and program. We have actually two programs. We have Healthy Families and we have Friends for Family. The Friends for Family program is they do parenting in the home. They provide emotional support, help to learn communicate with your child. These are older children, helping to learn discipline with anger, without anger, helping to reach the goals and meet the needs of your children. The Friends for Family program serves Putnam, Overton, and Cumberland County. Parenting takes time, love, patience, and training. The Parent-Child Connection Parenting Class provides the training you need to help you be the best parent possible. Parent-Child Connection is available at no charge in Overton, Putnam, and Cumberland County.
Okay, on that line, it's not in Clay County right now. Are there plans to try and come to get this started here in this area? And do you have to live in those counties to participate in this?
No, sir. You don't have to live in those. Anybody can come to those classes. They're free, and they're held at the office in those three counties that we currently serve. I'm not sure about them expanding at this time. I haven't heard about that, but anybody can come to those parenting classes. And they are doing them Zoom and in person, whichever the family feels comfortable with.
Okay, and of course the Zoom thing is—that is the going thing here now.
Yes,
everyone,
sir.
Now for meetings.
We have all learned a lot of technology during COVID.
Yes. Well, the world is finally catching up with the Upper Cumberland.
Yes, sure, they are.
We've been doing this since 1993. And let me ask you about the Stevens Center. Just exactly what kind of organization is? Is it a quasi-public or is it a private? Or
we are a 504. C1, we have we are a nonprofit. We serve the Upper Cumberland. Is that what you're asking me?
We are
a nonprofit organization.
And you're funded by?
We are funded through the Department of Health, and for anybody who wants to fund us privately, and that can be you. That could be as small as a $5 donation a month. That could be a diaper drive that you do with your church. That could be any amount of donation. That could be if you wanted to do a fundraiser for us. I mean, we welcome any of that because we're going out and providing services to these families, and lots of times they need diapers and baby wipes, and we have certain organizations that's their thing. They do once a month. They'll do a diaper drive for us, or a baby drive, or a baby supply drive, or your organization might take up that they do once a month. They give our organization $20 to designate how the agency needs to spend it. Nothing is too little.
Okay, and home visits. You do the home visits.
Yes, sir.
And You do training at home?
Yes, sir. We go directly to them so that the family never has to come to us. There's never any obligation to come to us. The only time the family would ever would come to us is if we have, you know, we have a Christmas party every year that we make sure that the families get a little something and they have a meal and we have a get together. That is the only time the family would ever need to come to us. We go directly to them every week.
Okay, and of course I look through here. I see the Healthy Families thing. I see your sponsors that help do all of these things.
Yes, sir.
And looking down through, as you said, the folks you've got here, Exchange Clubs.
Exchange Club, yes, sir.
United Fund of Cumberland.
Yes,
United
sir.
Way of Wilson. Tennessee
yes,
Department
State.
Of Health. Tennessee State Department of Children's Services. Community Foundation.
Yeah, we're very
you've
grateful
got all
for
kinds
for
of folks helping out. Haven't
yes,
you?
Sir.
And
but now, since we've expanded, we just expanded in January. We were just serving 5 counties. Now we're serving 10.
You're getting most of the Upper Cumberland covered.
Yes, sir. And then every county in the state of Tennessee has some form of this kind of program now.
And I know the services that you provide, but I'm not sure. Do you have a classroom where you're at now where you can bring people in a, I know you said you had your Christmas party and things like that. Do you have classroom space here now for a group that wants to meet or anything like that?
You mean like the parenting class?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yes, we have a in Overton County, in Cumberland County, and in Cumberland County, in Overton County, and what's the third one here? Putnam, Overton, and Cumberland. I'm so sorry. That's where we have the parenting classes that you can go to there in our offices. Yes, we have. I believe we can hold up to 15 or 20 at a time for the parenting classes once a week.
Okay, now I'm looking through this thing, and on the front of your cover here, it has Kid Central Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
KidCentralTN.com.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That is a website where parents can go to, and if you the Kid Central is a wonderful site that you can go to. It has tons of information. If you're looking for something specific, if you're looking for a consignment store, if you're looking for affordable housing, if you're looking for a doctor's office, a pediatrician, if you're looking for something for mental health, if you're looking for the Drug Coalition, if you're whatever you're looking for, if you go to Kid Central, they'll have all of those agencies listed in the services they provide.
Okay, now Community Baby Shower.
Yes, sir. We're super excited about our Community Baby Shower that we're having right here in Clay County. It's for mom and dads who are expecting a baby or have recently had a baby. We're going to have games and door prizes and cake and refreshments. We're going to have lots of community information for parents. We're doing it to connect with new families so that they will know where our office is and the services that we provide. So we're hoping that people will come out. And if you're expecting a new baby, or if you have a new baby, or if you just want some additional information on what we provide, please come out and connect with us. Our staff will be there, and we hope that that you'll come out and join us. And we are going to have some great prizes.
Clientele here in Clay County, have we got quite a few folks on the expectant list?
I'm sure that we do. We are currently looking for new families because we don't have any families right now here in Clay County. We are serving in all the other counties that we have, but we don't currently have any families that we're serving here in Clay County. We actually have gotten a couple referrals this week, and we have appointments to go out and meet with them, but currently we do not have any families here in Clay County, but we want to.
We
know you're here. We know that people are having babies.
Yes, and we want to keep replenishing our population.
Yes, sir, we do. We want lots of babies.
They are fun, aren't they?
Oh, they're wonderful. It's the best gift that we could be to have is to be a parent. It's a joy of my life.
Oh, So you are a parent then?
I am. I'm a mammal. I have three children. I have two bonus kids and one birth son and four grandchildren. So yes, I'm a parent. And when I had a child, I didn't know anything either.
Well, but you learned pretty quickly.
Yes, sir. We did. We had a good support system, and we had lots of people coming to give us encouragement and help us make some good choices. So we were very blessed in that area.
Well, since we're along that line, tell us a little bit about yourself, Deborah.
I have been with the Stevens Center almost 4 years. I come with a history of working in domestic violence in the court system in Putnam County, and I've been doing that for a long time. I worked for the school system for many years before I worked.
You've got me. We may have a cough off.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I have a long history of working with the school system, with the court system, and in domestic violence prior to coming to the Stevens Center. But I've been to the Stevens Center nearly 4 years now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, and let's look back at that a little bit, the domestic violence thing and
yes,
the COVID pandemic. I know on national news we hear some things about some statistics of the increase in child abuse, domestic abuse during this period of time. I know you couldn't officially say anything, but have you seen inklings of that in the Upper Cumberland where that, you know, that may be a problem that we have also? I mean, we're not immune from problems of the world anymore.
No, sir. I can't speak specifically about domestic violence because I'm not actually working in that field anymore. But I have lots of friends who still work in that field, and they said that all of those signs were amplified during COVID because families were home, they were under more stress. But if you'll look at alcoholism, drugs, almost all of those statistics rose during the pandemic because people were under more stress. There was more.
Well, we were thrown together again, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And
I hear
a lot of people say for a little while, but then when the stress started happening and families were struggling, and they're still struggling. There's it's hard to be. I tell my son and daughter-in-law that, they had to do things that we never had to do before. We never lived through a pandemic before, so we didn't. I pride myself on having lots of resources, but during the pandemic, I was a little perplexed myself with where we find resources during a pandemic, because we never had a pandemic before. So we had to learn as we went, and thank goodness during the pandemic, I learned a lot of technology that I didn't know I could master, but it was only under due stress that there was things I had to figure out, and lots of these families were in the same predicament.
Well, I think we have just about worked in the rest of our hour today, and I really appreciate you coming by. Now, if you'll do one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Just off the top of your head, give me a number between 1 and 7.
Four.
Number 4. All right. It looks like Junior Buford has won the prize today, and that prize will be over at the Clay County Chamber. You go over by and pick it up, and that is compliments of WVFB FM 101.5.
And thank you for your time, sir.
Here in Salina, Tennessee, and where we come to you each Thursday morning, and we'll be rebroadcast again this afternoon. And we appreciate all the folks listening, appreciate our guests today, and I know we have sent out some great information to the folks here in Clay County. And welcome Deborah back at any time she sees fit, have a special event of any kind. Make sure we have
our shower is November the 17th.
And everybody come out by and meet each other.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a group of young parents together and start a group here.
Absolutely.
And with that, I guess it's time we'll say, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country next Thursday morning. And Until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.